I want to thank the Lord for this another opportunity He's given me to be able to come by your way of listening to preach the good news of the glorious gospel. The Lord has saved my soul, and He's changed me on the inside. He gave me brand new desires when I got saved. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. Thank God, when you get saved, the Lord puts you in newness of life. He changes your nature. You no longer desire to sow to your flesh and to sin against God. You desire to try to please the Lord who's chosen you to be a soldier. And it's a blessed life. It's a good life. It's the abundant life. It's a joyful life when you get saved, when you try to follow the Lord. The Bible says there's no condemnation in them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And Jesus said, I have come that I may give you life, and that you may have it more abundantly. And thank God we can have the abundant life on this earth. And the abundant life is in Christ and all the blessings that He has. Now I realize that I'm not worthy and undeserving of everything that the Lord's blessed me with, but I'm grateful for all His blessings and for His just His omnipotent hand upon me and watching over me and my family and my prayer list and all my family, my loved ones, the church. And I appreciate all my friends and all the brethren, all the sisters in the Lord. And I tell you, there's nothing like it, but I just look forward to the glad reunion day when we all get to heaven, all the loved ones that's died in the Lord and passed over Jordan. There's going to be a glad reunion day, and thank God, I'm looking forward to the glad reunion day where all the born-again believers, all God's children, come together. He wants us to on the earth with one mind and one accord, and He just wants us all to follow the Lord. That's what He wants, and thank God, that's what I'm trying to do, follow the Lord and try to please the Lord who's chosen me to be a soldier. But I love souls, and I love you out there, and I may not ever meet you, but the Lord, He's invested in you. He's died for you, and thank God he called me to preach, and I want to spread the good news of the glorious gospel. I tell you, there's a hope in this world. Jesus is the hope of all the world and the help of all who find. And thank God the Lord, he found me. I was dead in trespasses and in sins. The real man of God, the pastor of our church, he preached the gospel. He loved me and he loved the flock and he preached it and he lived the gospel and he was a great example, still is. And I'm grateful that the Lord let me get underneath a God-called preacher who had the word of God burning in his heart, who had the love of God in his life. And it was by, like the song says, love lifted me. You see, I was in a broken home, a broken family, if you will. And of course, the devil, he wants to wreak havoc on every household. He wants to destroy every household. And I tell you, growing up in this old sinful world, this old world of woe, I tell you, I was born into a family where my dad was an alcoholic, and he had his time as far as in doing drugs, and he was in and out of jail, and it put the family in turmoil and chaos and confusion. But thank God, the man of God, my mother knew where the man of God was, and she carried me to church, and I began to listen to the man of God at 6 and 7 years old, and the Lord began to sow the seeds of salvation in my heart. I didn't get saved that young, but the Lord began to plant the seeds of faith in my heart. And over time, prayer and labor and things like that, the coming together of the body of Christ, they were mentioning my name in prayer. And thank God, prayer caught up with me, and the Lord, you know, drawed me with cords of love to the altar of repentance. And I got saved when I was 24 years old. And my pickup truck driving home from work, the work had already been done. The groundwork had already been made. Labor had already been laid and prayers had already been rendered up over me. And thank God their prayers came up for memorial before God. And God was listening to their prayers. And and hearing their prayers and watching over me when I was in my sins and when I was in my stupidity, when I was in my rebellion. Thank God the fear of the Lord sustained me and kept me back from doing a lot of terrible things. But I had my share of sin. Like the Apostle Paul says, we've all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh and so into the flesh. And the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, the same shall he also reap. But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ, who was sent into this world. He came into this world because he loved us. He came on a rescue mission. I tell you, the Heavenly Father and him, the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, they got into a covenant with one another. And I tell you, Jesus is just a God reincarnated in human flesh. And Jesus came right out of the bosom of the Father. The Bible talked about there is a triune, there's a Trinity, Godhead, if you will. And it's not hard to understand if you just know a little bit about the Bible. The Lord will give you understanding. I'm talking about the King James Version Bible. I'm talking about the real truth in heaven. I'm talking about the real truth on earth. I'm talking about God did not leave us companionless nor alone, but he gave us his word, and he explained in his word who he is and how he operates and how salvation is implemented on this earth. And it's through God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost of God. It's a Trinity. God Almighty created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything that's therein. And Jesus was with the Heavenly Father to begin with when they said, let us make man in our own image. And thank God, Jesus came right out of the bosom of the Father. It was a promise that God had said that he would send forth a conquering seed to bruise the serpent's head. That's the devil who propelled the whole world into sin by tempting Adam and Eve. Now, they wasn't forced to fall, and neither did God cause them to fall. Man was their own entity and their own person, and they made their own decision. Adam and Eve did, and Eve, she decided to fall. She decided to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so she did eat, and she was separated from God, and she gave to her husband, and he did eat. And they both were separated from God, and therefore thus was the whole world propelled into sin. And now we're in a sin-cursed world, but God made provision. God had prophesied in Genesis chapter 3 that he would eradicate, that he would redeem, that he would reconcile, and that he would send a conquering seed that broods a serpent's head. He would put enmity between the woman's seed and the man, and Satan, the Bible talked about the serpent there. And in the fullness of time, thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the seed of faith, it was promised to Adam and Eve there. And of course, it was reiterated to Abraham, and then through Isaac, and then Jacob. And then Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs, of which his name was changed to Israel. And Israel had one of sons was called Judah. And the Lord Jesus Christ came up through the tribe of Judah, the lion out of the tribe of Judah. He came forth, and he was that conquering seed that was promised about. And thank God he was preached every Sabbath by Moses, and subsequently the priests, and so on and so forth. But I'm so grateful that in the fullness of time, glory to God, Jesus came. He was virgin born. He was made not after the will of angels. According to, you know, the Bible says he was made not unlike angels, but he was made unlikened to man, like Abraham, Abraham's seed, you see. And part of our flesh and part of our bones, the way we are. But yet he was not born in sin like you and I were born in sin and shape and iniquity. But he was born, virgin born, the Immaculate Conception. He had no sin. He knew no sin. He was perfect. But he that knew no sin became sin for you and for me on the cross, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, the only cleansing agent that can wash away our sins, that can put us back into good standing with the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, he is the resurrection. He is our righteousness, and he's the only way from earth to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man cometh unto the heavenly Father but by me. And the Holy Spirit's got to draw him. The Bible says there's only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that name is Jesus Christ. The Bible says there's only one mediator between God and man, that man, Christ Jesus. Jesus is God reincarnated in human flesh, and he bled, suffered, and died upon Golgotha's hill. He shed his precious untainted blood, and thank God is able to cleanse the most vilest of sinners, and it cleansed me almost 30 years ago. September 29th will be 30 years since the Lord got alive in my heart. He quickened my spirit, made me alive, gave me a brand new nature, brand new outlook, brand new ambitions. He didn't take anything away from me that I needed. He's just been loading me down with benefits and blessings. Oh, the Bible talked about my soul doth magnify the Lord, and oh, the precious benefits of the Lord that he's put upon me. He saveth my life from destruction. He crowneth me with glory and honor, and I'm not worthy, but I'm so grateful that he pulled me up by the pugmire of sin, and he put his robe on me, like the Bible says, his righteous robe, and he brought me into the fold. He left the 99, bled, suffered, and died on the cross of Calvary to bring us all safely to his fold. And thank God, what a wonderful joy it is to be in his fold. What a wonderful joy it is to be in the palm of the Lord's hand, never to be plucked up. The Bible says, my sheep I give eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anybody be able to pluck us out of the Father's hand. Jesus said, I and my Father are one, and all those that get born again and get saved by the grace of God, we are all one as he is, and like with his Father. We have a relationship. We're been adopted to the family and the household of God. It's all about being born of the seed of faith. And thank God, that's happened to me. But has it happened to you in reality? I know you may be a church member. We got a lot of church members. And I tell you, there's a lot of good people that's joined church and gotten baptized in the water. But yet they really never have been born again. They think they have because they've been misled by someone behind the pulpit who may have been sincere, but sincerely wrong. Now, there are some that's really genuinely gotten born again and saved. But I tell you, that comes by the real preaching of the Word of God, the Word of God being preached in the Holy Spirit, and the Lord giving a person eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand, and the Lord drawing you with cords of love to that altar of repentance. And thank God you get saved in the midst of your prayer when you mean business with the Lord, when you call on God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and be not denied, and just pray and pray through, and the Lord will liberate you. He'll put peace and joy in your heart. He'll do the operation of faith. He'll make an incision, take that old stony heart out, put a brand new heart of flesh in, and he'll breathe in his holy presence. And this is real. Salvation's real. There's a reality in being saved, and it's not a mind salvation. It's a heart salvation. It's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made into salvation. When the Lord gets alive in your heart, you'll automatically have that mouth confession. You'll not be able to but help but speak. You'll not be able to just contain it, because when you get saved, you'll have a testimony to tell, and you'll want to go tell up on the mountains, and you want it to echo down through the valley. You want to tell people. That's the way it was with me when I got born again. I wanted to call home and tell people that I got born again. And I've been trying to tell people ever since then. But I see my time's already quickly come and gone again today, my dear friend. My prayer to God is that you'll get saved if you're not saved, and live the gospel as you get saved. I'm going to go ahead and close out. Appreciate you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.